up, my G's? BTC Joe, BDZ Joe, because the beat comes easy. BDC Joe, because the BDC Joe. The BDS Juan to the Beatly Incline. Anyway, y'all know me. This is the True Social Network Development Journal. I think we're going to call this HDFML instead of HTML. Just wanted to kind of explain some of the testing we've been doing with regard to HTML and this idea I had. Yeah, so basically, I had this great idea, at least it seemed to be at the time, that instead of signing text itself, I could literally just sign an HTML page. Yes, I could just sign an HTML page or the unique hash of an HTML page, which would be kind of cool for a few reasons, not just because sometimes when people are trying to verify the signature or fingerprint of text, they may copy it wrong, the lining or formatting maybe, you know, a little fucked up, whatever it is, and they may just have trouble verifying it. But for the most part, it works. But the other cool thing I was able to do, signing of the HTML page directly would be, you know, I wouldn't have to sign the file, at least I thought, of a video, audio, whatever it is. So, like, instead of signing the file, you just upload the file to a specific page and sign the hash of that HTML page. Now, it turns out there's a few problems with this. Could potentially be done, but the thing is, most servers are what it looks like dynamic-based servers. So what that means is the pages are essentially drawing from information in a database, and you know, that is constantly changing. So each HTML page depends on this database, and there are different mechanisms that will change the page, and if not, you know, it'll change, it changes the hash of the page for whatever reason. It's basically the same information you're getting when you save a page to your own computer, but the hash, if you check it one day, will be one thing, and then the next day, the hash will be totally different. So now there's also something called static web pages. So I believe there are some static servers that do not draw from this dynamic database. And apologies if I get some of the lingo and terminology wrong. As you probably know by now, I'm not a techie guy, more of a finance accounting guy, but you know, I'm making the transition over to make this project. And so part of it is learning a bunch of shit on the fly. So you want to get something done, you got to learn a whole new discipline or field in order to do it, which is kind of fun, but it's kind of tough as well. But it's reality. It has its pros and cons. It means I get to be able to, I have a better sight of things. I can see things that other people can who have been, you know, techies their whole life. But it also means I might have to spend weeks learning some bullshit that, you know, may or may not be worth learning, and there may just be an easy way around it, but it's all good. It all gets worked out. So anyway, appears there's two types of servers, dynamic and static. Potentially, if you have your own server, you could set it up to be a static one in order to solve this problem. Don't know how long that will take and the costs associated with it and time, maintenance, physical space, you know, all that good stuff. Another option I'm going to be looking into is a virtual private server, where your server is hosted in the cloud, basically. But anyway, while it would be cool to be able to do that, to have these static HTML pages that you could just sign a hash of the page instead of, you know, signing the text or signing the hash of a file itself, may not be entirely necessary. There may be some type of best of both worlds type of solution here. So, to further expand on that, basically, as I've mentioned, I've been doing specific pages for each dime, drip, you know, contribution to Get Truth, whatever it is. And so, just the fact of having a specific page to reference creates a lot of interesting options and enables a lot. So basically, I've just been naming my pages either the fingerprint, you know, of what's being signed themselves, or now I've been doing it a bit shorter, so just the last 5 or 6 digits of the fingerprint. And then now I'm putting it under the directory of, you know, whatever, you know, whichever one it fits under. Now, the cool thing about having a specific page for each reference is that you can directly link to that page. And say you're replying to someone else's dime, when you include the fingerprint of their dime in your dime, when you're referencing that, you can have a link in that fingerprint to their specific page for that dime. You could further extrapolate this out to any type of reference on the Truth Social Network. If you want to reference in your dime someone's, you know, Get Truth contribution or a trip or whatever it is, there's a specific page to it, the fingerprint you are referencing in your dime can be a link to that page for that Get Truth trip, whatever it is. All kinds of cool things come from having specific pages for each reference. Now, again, what I thought would have been cool, and which could be achievable but may or may not happen, was to sign a hash of the page. But if the HTML is constantly changing, not going to happen. But it may not be that big of a deal, because you can still have specific pages and you can still link to those specific pages. And that's the other cool thing. Is what I was thinking from this idea was to have your blocks literally link to those specific pages. Before, I was just putting in the first line a reference to the directory and then, you know, including the fingerprint of what was being signed. But you could literally, if the block itself is a page, you could literally have a link to another page of what you're referencing. Now, right now, you know, the block is a TXT file, so we haven't been doing that, but if any of you have been paying attention, I did a bunch of testing at ltc-joe.com/... I believe it was test block 1. I'll include the link at a different point, but I was doing a bunch of testing with it having the block essentially be a page itself. Sorry, not me. That was LTC Joe. Don't get confused. Me and him have kind of been beefing recently, but it seems we're okay now. All is good in the hood. So now, best of both worlds, right? having a page for each reference pretty much allows us to accomplish everything we want. And you could still do all kinds of cool stuff on the page, and, you know, adding little comments, GIFs, whatever it is. And you wouldn't necessarily be signing any of that. You would either just be signing the text or the file or whatever it is. But it allows all sorts of custom things on that page. And you could also clarify a lot on each page. So even if the text was ambiguous, or even if there's any ambiguity, you could say signature here, hash here, whatever it is, like have a space for what the, just have a space dedicated for a fingerprint, a space dedicated for hash, whatever you gotta do. The point is, you could do it on that specific page. So it's a big win. Again, I'd like to be able to link to these pages in the blocks themselves. There may be... Now, I mean, if you're downloading the blocks for mining and stuff, I'm assuming that's going to break the links. But that's a different story. The point of blocks is to, you know, create a record of all your referenced content. So that's okay, but it would be cool if when you go to the blocks directly, you know, on your server, you could just click through the links. So, but again, the problem is blocks need to be hashed. And if you have this dynamic angle where it's including like a nonce or salt or whatever it is, whatever it is that's changing the hash, that's not going to work with blocks, because blocks need to have the same hash forever. Now, what could be possible is you could have a page for the block, and you could potentially archive it using some type of... whether it's a Wayback Machine or one of those type of things, to archive it, which I believe would create, you know, a static page. So that would be kind of, you know, a workaround on top. And then you'd be able to link in your block to the pages of references. So we're going to look into that. But I don't think we're going to go the HTML signing route for now. I'm not even sure we need to. I'm not even sure it's worth it. Now, another thing to consider, if you are dying to go the HTML signing route or something like it, as we spoke about in the last recording, just the inclusion of something in your block is in the way signing it. So, You could do that, but then it's kind of weird because you don't want to have something changing in your block. But again, you got the best of both worlds when you can reference a specific page. And what's good about not signing the HTML is that, you know, what's being signed is within the page. So you can reference a specific page, and as long as the signature is there, it's valid. Anyway, this is starting to run a bit long, so I'm going to wrap it up. In conclusion, not going with HTML signing for now. Definitely keeping the page references. Hopefully we could get pages for the blocks instead of TXTs, but that remains to be seen.